All right, so we've thought about pollution and how it might enter our heart, our souls, so I'm going to speak a little bit more about that. Now, last year, I watched season one of Beast Games, and I found it weirdly compelling and uncomfortably addictive. And as I started watching it, I began to realize that it might be polluting my soul, my heart, my inner self. And so for that reason, I thought it was worth reflecting on it with you guys to help us get better at becoming aware of things that might pollute our souls, our hearts, our inner life. Now, I'm aware that many of you won't have the faintest idea what Beast Games is. So first of all, some background. Beast Games is made by Mr. Beast. And again, I'm aware that many of you haven't the faintest idea who Mr. Beast is. Who is he? Well, his real name is Jimmy Donaldson. He's 27 years old. He's American. And he is a very, very, very famous YouTuber. He first got famous on YouTube by counting from 1 to 100,000. And you can still watch the video. It's 24 hours long if you've got time. But he rose in fame. He's probably the most famous YouTuber in the world. He's the most subscribed YouTuber, 460 million subscribers. And also, he's the richest YouTuber in the world with an estimated net worth of $1 billion. And I'm pretty sure I read that he became the world's youngest billionaire when he was aged 26. So he is a very, very rich man. And he made, along with Amazon, Beast Games. So what's Beast Games? Well, it's a competitive reality game show on Amazon Prime where the contestants, they go through various challenges, physical, psychological, mental, in order to try and win the absolutely ginormous cash prize. Some facts about Beast Games. It caught my attention because it broke a lot of Guinness World Records, actually. It's a show on a massive scale. It was Amazon's most watched unscripted TV show, 50 million viewers. It had the largest prize ever awarded in the history of game shows. The winner walked away with $10 million. And it also had the largest pile of cash ever on TV, ever. A 5 million pile of cash, actual cash in dollar bills. And it was the most expensive game show to make in TV history. It cost Amazon $100 million just to make it. Sounds like a lot of fun, doesn't it? And it was a lot of fun. But as I watched it, I noticed a few things which, if I was not careful, could start to pollute my soul, my heart. First of all, the money. You cannot fail when you watch Beast Games to miss the money. There is so much of it, massive piles of it everywhere. It's in almost every scene. You have these random points where 10 people would walk in, each holding a briefcase, and they'd open up $100,000 in each briefcase up for grabs. Crazy, crazy amounts of money. And the show's main question is, what would you do for money? And that's because money and the happiness that it promises, that's the theme of Beast Games. The contestants are always shown either yelling and shouting about how much they want money or crying because they didn't manage to win the money. And the money caught my attention not just because of the massive amounts of it, but also because there was an almost religious worship of it. One newspaper review said this: Donaldson is like a grinning messiah of money, preaching a creepy prosperity gospel from a pulpit of $5 million in cash to a congregation of rapt worshippers. And it did feel that on Beast Games, money is God. It really felt like that. And not just money, but riches, ultra wealth, ostentatious displays of wealth, and the resulting desire and desperation of the contestants to have it. But this love of money and worship of money is the complete opposite to what the Bible teaches about money. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 6, verse 10, "For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil." There's a massive love for money on Beast Games. But loving money, worshipping it, treating it like God, being desperate for it and obsessed with it, that causes all kinds of bad things to happen. You see, we often think that money will solve all of our problems. I find myself thinking like that quite often. But instead, money ends up making us selfish, proud, greedy, ungenerous. The more money we have, the more it can start to control us, so that the more we have, the more we want to keep. The more we have, the less we want to give away. Money can become our master, dictating our lives. In the Bible, Jesus warns about money. He says in Luke 12, 15, "Watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions." Jesus is telling us that there are many, many, many things that are much, much more important in life than money. Things like friendship, love, joy, forgiveness, peace, generosity, and so on. So money was the first thing that caught my attention. And the first thing I thought, I think this might be affecting me inside, the way I think. The second thing that caught my attention was the exploitative nature of the entertainment. As I watched, I noticed something about myself. I had started laughing at people's desperation, humiliation, and elimination. I caught myself almost beginning to enjoy people's anguish. And so it seems did Mr. Beast, because although he's giving away large amounts of money, his show demonstrates a twisted sort of generosity. He seems to get a thrill from making desperate people do desperate things, humiliate themselves, shame themselves, betray each other, and so on. And these people are desperate. They're desperate to be rich, or they're desperate because they're very poor and they can't afford healthcare bills for their children, or they're desperate because they have massive debts, and so on. And I found myself becoming increasingly uncomfortable about how people on that show were being treated. It felt like they were being exploited for my entertainment. Their despair was for my delight. Their tears were for my laughs. But what does the Bible say about how we should treat poor people? It says we should love them, not exploit them. We should defend them and help them and be there for them, not be entertained by their desperation and misfortune. The Bible also says that all humans are made in God's image, and so all humans have inherent dignity and value and worth, even if they are very, very poor. There's nothing dignifying or humanizing about how Beast Games treats its contestants. And the final thing I noticed about Beast Games was the contrast between how it and Christianity works. Beast Games is good news for the strongest, the smartest, the most ruthless, the most determined to win the prize. But Jesus is good news for the weakest, the lowest, for the failures, for the losers, for the sinners. Because with Jesus, to get the prize of forgiveness and eternal life, the Bible teaches you don't have to earn it or win it or deserve it or fight for it or betray others for it or be the strongest or the smartest or the most moral person of all. It's offered freely, unconditionally. All you have to do is accept it. Jesus said, "Whoever comes to me, I will certainly not turn away." That word, whoever, is a wonderful word. Jesus says, whoever you are, whether you're weak, whether you're a loser, a failure, a sinner, a mess up, whoever you are, come to me. I won't push you away. Come to me and get forgiveness and joy and eternal life. And this is good news indeed. This is great news. To get the prize of God accepting you, loving you, forgiving you, giving you eternal life. You don't have to earn it. You don't have to win it. You don't have to deserve it. You just have to accept it. So as we finish, I want to ask, how about you? Because I'd like to encourage all of us to think critically about the messages our entertainment is communicating. When I say think critically, I don't mean criticize. I mean think analytically. Think things through carefully. Whether you use digital media or traditional media, whether you read books or scroll through TikTok or Instagram, however old you are, we all need to think carefully about what's going in to our souls. What do we take in through what we watch, what we listen to, and so on? And how is it affecting our hearts? Is it polluting us on the inside? We thought about money, didn't we? The Bible says the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Beast Games says otherwise. The things that you watch, the things you scroll through, the things you read, what are they teaching you about money? What do you believe about money? Where did you get that belief from? From God? From the Bible? From somewhere else? Or someone else? We thought about entertainment and how it can be exploitative in its nature. We are in a cultural moment where we have never had as much access to entertainment than we've got now. But how should we be entertained? By other people's misery? By desperate poor people? Or by something better than that? By something more wholesome? What do you think? What should you be entertained by? What are you being entertained by? And what effect is it having on you? How is it shaping you and your sense of right and wrong, your sense of self, your values, and so on? Is it polluting your soul, your heart? Or is it nourishing it in God's way and giving it life? Now, I feel a little bit thirsty. So I have down here some drinks, okay? And I think I'm going to have a nice drink. Now, I wonder which one I should choose. They look pretty similar to me. They look pretty tasty. They both look like they refresh me. I wonder what would happen if I drank this one. For those of you at the back, it says distilled vinegar. I wonder what would happen if I unscrewed it and had a swig. What would it do to my insides? It looks the same, doesn't it? This one is Buxton Natural Mineral Water. This would refresh me, wouldn't it? It would be good for my insides. It would be good for my body. But this one would pollute me. If I swig this whole bottle down, it would do me a lot of damage. The thing about entertainment is it can look kind of harmless. When I watched Beast Games, I thought, it's rated U or PG, not 15 or 18. It's going to be fine. Actually, I realised it was probably going to pollute my soul. You know, we take care about what we put into our bodies, or we should. We don't just swig down loads of stuff and risk messing up our insides, do we? But do we take care about what we put into our souls through our eyes and our ears? What's that going to do to our insides, our spiritual life, our relationship with God, our heart, our inner self? Let's be careful about the entertainment we consume. Let's think through, what's this doing to my soul? Is it polluting it or nourishing it? And lastly, good news. As I said, Beast Games is good news for the strongest and the smartest and the most ruthless to win the prize. But Jesus' good news is that he offers eternal life and forgiveness freely, unconditionally. So I want to ask, as I finish now, how will you respond to Jesus' good news? He says, I love you. I love you so much I came to earth and I died for you. taking the punishment you deserve on myself. Will you come to me? Will you put your faith in me? Faith in Jesus just means accepting what he did for you. Will you do that? Will you do that today? Will you follow him and live for him and know the joy of forgiveness and look forward to eternal life? And if we've already done that, if we already are Christians, I want to ask us, how will we go through life? By ignoring poor people? By avoiding people we think are losers or weak or sinful? Or by offering them the same unconditional love that we have accepted from God? May God give us all heavenly wisdom. Amen.